Lord's mercy is on me.
The EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network presents
Believe the Impossible and You Can Do the Incredible.
Fulton Sheen,
a prophet for our times.
What a blessing is our faith.
Hello, I'm Father Andrew Apostoli, a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. Welcome to our series entitled Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, a prophet for our times. I'm standing in front of St. Joseph's Seminary. Behind me is the beautiful statue of Jesus as the light of the world. In this seminary building, the seminarians for the Archdiocese of New York, as well as the seminarians from the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal and a few other groups and dioceses represented here, the study for the priesthood. That's certainly a very, very important field of education to prepare future priests for their work and ministry of serving God's people. Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen certainly understood the importance of education, placed a great deal of stress upon it. But his education began long before he entered the seminary. It began way back when he took his first step into a Catholic school. Bishop Sheen was born in El Paso, Illinois, and baptized in the Little Church of St. Mary's there in El Paso. Later on, after the apartment where his family was living above a hardware store that his father owned, when all of that burned down, his family moved out to a farm not too far from Peoria. But when young Fulton was 5 years old, his family moved back to Peoria so that young Fulton could go to St. Mary's Cathedral Catholic Elementary School. They wanted their children to have a good Catholic education. And certainly that was a very important step preparing the future archbishop for his great role as a great televangelist, proclaiming the gospel. And so he went to that Catholic school, and there he often won honors. He would strive to be the first in his class and bring home medals and holy pictures and different little things that he would win for his academic abilities. And he loved to give them to his parents. One time he complained to his mother that his father, despite all his trying so hard to do well in academics, and he did, he was an honor student, his father very rarely would praise him. And young Fulton said that to his mother, "How come Dad doesn't give me any praise and doesn't acknowledge what I'm doing?" And his mother said, "Well, he doesn't want to spoil you." She said to him that your father does tell all the neighbors how proud he is of you. As a young boy, he loved to read. In fact, when his father, who owned a couple of pieces of land, farmland, would have his four sons, go out to work on these farms, some of the farmers there, the tenant farmers, would tell Mr. Sheen, "You know, your son Fulton, your oldest son, he's not going to be much of a farmer. He's not going to be too good for that work because he's always got his nose in a book." And that's very true. He did a lot of reading.
Well, Fulton Sheen read everything. I talked to people who went into bookstores with him, and he bought books at 20 books at a time. He would come out staggering under the load and would down them in record speed. One night he read a book he had just bought, and a young priest who was living with him didn't believe it until the next morning he looked at the book and it was all marked. Again, Sheen worked the 19-hour day and 7 days a week, and among that, his activities was an intense reading schedule.
And one thing, his mother would sometimes ask him to do things when he was recreating, when having playing games with his friends, but she never stopped him if he was reading a book. Remember, his mother had only an eighth grade education and his father only a third grade education, but they wanted their sons to have a good education. And so young Fulton went all the way through St. Mary's Cathedral Catholic Elementary School, and when he graduated, he went on to a high school called the Spalding Institute. There's a famous incident that happened when he was a young altar boy. He was serving Mass for the bishop in the cathedral, and by accident he dropped a cruet, and it fell on the floor in the cathedral, and it shattered. And he said, "Nothing sounds as loud," he says, "as a cruet shattering on a marble floor in the cathedral in the presence of a bishop." And after the Mass was over, the bishop called him over. I imagine he thought he was going to be scolded. But instead, the bishop said to him, "Son, where are you going to go to school when you are big. And he said, well, I think I'm going to go to the Spalding Institute. And by the way, the bishop's name was Bishop Spalding, and that institute was named after him. And later on, Bishop Sheen thought back. He said, that sounded like a very political kind of answer. But the bishop said to him, no, I mean when you're really big. And he said to young Fulton, did you ever hear of Louvain? And young Fulton said, no, Bishop, I haven't. The bishop said, well, you go home and you tell your mother that when you are big, you're going to go to Louvain, University of Louvain in Belgium, as I did, and you're going to be a bishop as I am. And both of those things came true. So after grammar school, Bishop Sheen did enter the Spalding Institute, and one of the things he did there was get on the debate team, and that helped him a great deal. Also, too, he was chosen the valedictorian of his class. And after graduating from high school, he went on to to St. Viator's College Seminary, college and seminary, which was located in a place called Bourbonnais, Illinois. And while he was there, his 4 years there, he earned a bachelor's degree and later on a master's. During his time of study there, one of the things that helped him so much was being on the debate team. He was under the guidance of a wonderful priest named Father Bergen, who was the coach of the debate team. And Father Bergen said to him, interestingly, he said, you know, you have no natural talent as a public speaker. He said, you're one of the worst I've ever come across as far as public speaking. But that didn't discourage young Fulton. He worked at it, and he improved himself. And I remember on one of his TV shows, as a little boy watching him, he explained how Father Bergen one day kept him after, you know, school, and he told him to give a little speech, and young Fulton gave the speech, and then Father Bergen said, well, give it again, and he did it again, and so many times he repeated this little speech, and finally Father Bergen said to him, do you know what you're doing wrong? And he said, yes, I'm not being natural. And the priest said, that's right. From that time on, he developed his skills.
Well, he knew he was good. He knew he was a great speaker, and he knew that, of course. I'll tell you about that in a moment, no vanity. But he also knew that the work is accomplished by the Lord, so he prayed for that. He always prayed before he went out. When he was off in the corner, we thought perhaps rehearsing his lines, he was probably praying as much as he was rehearsing. I said his sincerity, it showed up when he was dealing with people who very often wouldn't get anywhere near a person like Fulton Sheen.
Moses was called to be the leader of Israel, and Moses stuttered. Three times God said to Moses, or Moses said to God, I can't talk, I stutter. And God said to him, I'll let your brother Aaron talk for you then. But he would not remove the stuttering.
But part of his success was that he spoke in five-word sentences. You know, he would say five, six words, and then something less than a second pause, so you had a chance to remember it or seize it in your own mind, and then on to another five or six-word sentence. I don't think he ever used a subjunctive clause or never got wound up in an explanation of what he just said. He said it so perfectly clearly that you knew immediately what he meant. And because it was so simple, it was a direct communication. It was his mind to your mind. There was no cloudiness, no, and you realized what he was saying, and it was just accepted by you. I'm not talking about belief. I mean, you understood him completely, and you agreed with him. He was a compelling person.
When people would praise him as being very talented as a public speaker, he used to say, I have no talent at all in public speaking. He said, it all comes from Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, where he would spend his time in prayer. He says, that's where the power of my speaking came from.
Before he spoke, he apparently had the tradition of having a holy hour or some time before the Blessed Sacrament, depending on his travel schedule. And the holy hour, I remember him explaining, was so important to him. I don't think he ever missed a day of his priesthood without having a holy hour. But it was a very impressive thing to note the lengths that he went to. There was no Blessed Sacrament in the church because they had done something to the church. And so he had us drive him to another place so that he could spend his time before the Blessed Sacrament, before he spoke to the people. And it made such an impression on me. Here's a man who had driven all this way to speak, and that was not enough to say, well, it's all right. He went somewhere else to do his prayer. So it was a very, very special thing and made an impression on me forever.
An incident happened at the end of Bishop Sheen's 4 years of college at St. Viator's, and that was that he entered a national contest for scholarships for college students, and he won. He won a scholarship, and he was so proud of it. It was worth $10,000, and that was an immense amount of money in those days, and would entitle him to 3 years of postgraduate studies, paying for room and board, and his academic fees also. And so he went to see Father Bergen, and he was so excited. He told Father Bergen he had won this scholarship. And Father Bergen said to him, "Now, Fulton, do you believe in God?" And young Fulton's shocked to hear Father ask him that question. He says, "Yes, I do." And then Father Bergen said, "No, I mean really believe in God, not just theologically." And he said, young Fulton answered Father Bergen, he said, "Well, I hope I do." And Father Bergen said to him, "Fulton, you know that God is calling you to be a priest. Rip up that scholarship." And young Fulton said, "Well, but Father, I can get 3 years of postgraduate studies. Wouldn't that prepare me well for the priesthood later on? I couldn't get that kind of studies after I'm ordained a priest." And Father Bergen said to him, "You rip that up, you go to the seminary, and God will see to it that you get good education after you're ordained a priest." And you know, he ripped up the scholarship, and he said later on in his book, Treasure in Clay, his autobiography, he said, "You know, it's not the events that happen little by little every day that determine the course of our lives." He says, "It's decisive moments." And he realized that that moment when Father Bergen challenged him, you know, not to take the scholarship but to enter the seminary, that was one of those decisive moments in his life. And so after graduating from St. Viator's with the degrees that he received, the bishop there, who was now Bishop Edmund Dunn, sent young Fulton to finish his priestly studies at St. Paul's Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. And Bishop Sheen, looking back on his studies there, said that he received a very favorable, wonderful foundation in his studies of sacred scripture, church history, moral theology. All of these were to become very important later on in his preaching, in his writing, and his whole expression of the message of Christ. One thing that did happen to him, he became quite sick. He developed an ulcer, and it was due to the fact that World War II was going on. This was about 1918, and World War I was going on, and there was a lack of food. Food was rather meager, and I guess he didn't eat too much, and it ruined his health that he developed an ulcer, and he had to be operated on it. But he made it through to the priesthood, and on September the 20th, 1919, he was ordained a priest for the Diocese of Peoria, Illinois. So he had reached the goal. He said to his parents later on that he had secretly been praying to God for the grace to become a priest, and they told him that they had been doing the same.
His decision to be a priest almost was always present. He knew that all of his life, even as a young boy.
He told friends and relatives that it was sort of assumed. One brother said he never really announced it. It's just that it was always sort of assumed he would be. He had the mind, he loved the Mass.
His great desire to be a priest was brought to fulfillment with his ordination.
Acclaim Yahweh, all the earth. Serve Yahweh gladly, and come into his presence with songs of joy. Know that he, Yahweh, is God. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people. Walk through his porticos giving thanks, and enter his courts praising him. Give thanks to him, and bless his name. Yes, Yahweh is good, and his love is everlasting. His faithfulness endures from age to age.
Let's return to Fulton Sheen, a prophet for our times, on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the education of Bishop Sheen. We followed through his early education, grammar school, high school, and Spalding Institute, and then St. Viator's College, and after that, St. Paul's Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. And at the end of his seminary studies, he was ordained a priest. After his ordination, Father Fulton Sheen was sent to study philosophy. He went to Catholic University in Washington, D.C. He spent 2 years there, but he felt he wanted to get more into philosophy. And one day, he confided to one of his faculty members that he was looking for a deeper understanding in philosophy. And the professor asked him, well, what exactly do you want to know? And he said, well, I'd like to know about the contemporary understanding of the world today, what people are thinking, and then how to apply the philosophy of St. Thomas and the philosophy of, you know, the traditional philosophy of the church, how to apply that, you know, to the modern problems of today. And the professor told him, well, he said, the place to go is to go to Louvain. And so although he had earned 2 degrees at Catholic University in a degree in theology and a degree in canon law, he went to Louvain to study there in 1923. While he was there, he got a doctorate in sacred theology. After spending, that was the year, by the way, that introduced him to the philosophy of St. Thomas Aquinas. He read everything St. Thomas ever wrote. He wanted to be steeped in the philosophy of St. Thomas so as to be able to answer the problems of the modern world. While he was there, he also did some studies at the Sorbonne in Paris, and later on at the Angelicum in Rome, again earning another degree in his studies. In 1925, he went back to Louvain because he was invited by the faculty to work for an extraordinary degree, which was the equivalent of a PhD, and that was called the Agrégé degree, or aggregation degree. If you passed this particular test, if you achieved this degree, you were entitled to teach on the faculty of Louvain. And he was invited to study for this. And, of course, with his talent and ability, he achieved great success. In fact, after he took the exam, they would always have a party, a dinner, in honor of the person who successfully passed the test. And you could tell how well you passed by what they served as a drink at the meal. If you passed with satisfaction, in other words, you just made it, they served water at the meal. If you passed with distinction, they served beer. If you passed with great distinction, they served wine. And if you passed with highest distinction, they served champagne. Well, when they walked in to the meal to celebrate Father Fulton Sheen passing the Agrégé course, there were buckets and buckets of champagne, a sign of how well he had done. And he was the first American ever to receive the Cardinal Mercier Award in International Philosophy. While he was studying at Louvain and doing his studies in Europe, he would spend some time in England, in Wales, England, also in London. And there's a very interesting story that Bishop Sheen tells in one of his tapes.
I spent about 7 or 8 years of my life in all in a parish in London, in the Soho Square district. I opened the church door this particular morning. It was a cold January morning, heavy London fog. And a limp figure fell in, a young woman. I said, how did you happen to be here? Where am I, Father? I said, oh, Father? Yes, she said, I used to be a Catholic, but not anymore. You were drunk. Yes, she said, I was drunk. Well, I said, men drink because they like the stuff. Women drink because they don't like something else. What were you running away from? She said, three men. I was in love with each of them, and they were beginning to find it out. And so I got drunk. What is your name? And pointing to a billboard opposite the church on the walls of the Cross and Blackwell Jam office, I said, is that your picture over there? Yes, I'm leading lady in that musical comedy. Made a cup of coffee for her, but she was frozen from the night exposure. She said, thanks. I said, no, come back this afternoon and thank me. She said, I went on one condition, that you do not ask me to go to confession. I said, very well, I shall not ask you to go to confession. She said, I want you to promise me faithfully that you will not ask me to go to confession. I said, I promise you faithfully that I will not ask you to go to confession. She came back that afternoon before matinee, and I said, we have two paintings in this church that are very notable. Would you like to see them? As I took her down the side aisle of the church, I pushed her into a confessional. I always keep my promises. 2 years later, I gave her her veil as a nun in the Convent of Adoration, where she is to this very hour.
What a great conversion. Father Sheen, you know, brought about, he was the instrument of God, to bring about the mercy of God coming to that person who needed God's mercy so very, very much. Well, when young Father Sheen finished his studies in Louvain, and also he had done his earlier studies at the Sorbonne in Paris and the Angelicum in Rome, he was ready to return to the United States, and he had gotten an offer to go back to Ware, England, to teach at St. Edmund's University there, and he also received an invitation from Columbia University to teach. And so he wrote ahead to his bishop saying, Bishop, I've been offered two positions of teaching, Columbia in New York and St. Edmund's in Ware, England. Which one of those should I take? And he got a reply from his bishop, just come home and we'll tell you what to do. And that will be what we'll be dealing with in our next segment. Bishop Sheen was in for a surprise. It wasn't to be in London or Ware, England. It wasn't to be in Columbia. It was to be in a ghetto parish in Peoria, Illinois. May the Lord give you his peace.
For more audio and videotapes by Archbishop Sheen, contact Keep the Faith Foundation at www.keepthefaith.org. Or write to Keep the Faith Foundation, 50 South Franklin Turnpike, Ramsey, New Jersey, 07446.
Join us again next week at this time when Father Andrew Apostoli examines the life and work of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.